Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network live broadcast at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate show times, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, our topic tonight is the 13 original clan mothers, discovering the sacred path of the feminine. But first, I'd like to review a few housekeeping details about the show. Living on Purpose is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays and Tuesdays, as well as on other affiliates. You can find past shows at the dreamvision7radio.com archive, as well as on iTunes. I invite you to please like my Facebook page, Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. And you can contact me by email, carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. The Dream Vision 7 Network has over 1.3 million listeners in more than 135 countries. We've got lots of great shows with new hosts joining all the time, so I invite you to have a listen. Our last show was called Finding Your Tribe. And during that show, we unpacked just what it requires to be able to find the folks who understand and accept you for who you are. In fact, in that show, I talked about how the absence of a tribe can have devastating effects on a person. Lissa Rankin, MD, actually talked about in a recent book that loneliness is a greater risk to your health than smoking or lack of exercise, and finding your tribe is better than any vitamin, diet, or exercise regimen. That was a quote by Lissa Rankin. So interesting show. You can find it playing on dreamvision7radio.com and also in the archive. But tonight we're going to talk about a book that I have had on my shelf for many, many years, but have not been able to ever really dive into until now. And, you know, I always trust that when I'm starting to read a book, thinking, oh, this is going to be great, I can't wait to get into it, and then I cannot get past the first couple pages. And that was true the several times that I opened Jamie Sams's book, The 13 Original Clan Mothers. The subtitle to the book is Your Sacred Path to Discovering the Gifts, Talents, and Abilities of the Feminine Through the Ancient Teachings of the Sisterhood. Now, if you follow my show at all, you know that Jamie Sams is someone that I consider to be a great teacher through her work. She's created the Native American Sacred Path cards, which I rely on heavily in the work that I do with my client base, as well as how I have for the last 5 years laid out the content for these radio shows. And, you know, I've been saying for the last few months that I've been looking at how I'm going to kind of introduce a new format for the show. I was really thinking that was going to be aligned with my starting an animal sanctuary called Charlie's Place. I've talked about that on prior shows too, but while that is kind of figuring itself out, this book came forward as something that needed to be talked about. And it's pretty interesting because as we get into the 13 original clan mothers, what it boils down to and what I just realized right before Brad cued me to go on is that each clan mother has some gift to offer, some talent to offer that's related to the truth and how the truth is handled, expressed, held, and so forth. And I find that to be pretty fascinating that this kind of pops up now, given, you know, that we are in an era of fake news and that it's hard to know what is true, you know, in your Facebook feed, you know, when you're reading the paper, listening to what people are saying and getting outraged by. It's, you know, watching mainstream media and not even knowing, like, can I trust this? Like, is there, you know, an angle that I'm not aware of? And, you know, it can be really difficult to know how to even hold this information and have a response to it. So that's the thing that I think is really troubling right now. And so, you know, enter the 13 original Klan mothers who all represent some archetypal principle of the feminine. Now, Jamie Sams talks about in the opening of the book how she was taught about the 13 Klan mothers by two of her teachers in human form, Cece and Berta, down in Mexico when she was, I think, around age 18, and that Cece and Berta were actually taught by spirit teachers who were the 13 Klan mothers. So pretty interesting. So you can look at it that way, or you can look at these Klan mothers and their teachings as these archetypes to take a look at. What Jamie Sams said, now this book was written over 20 years ago, but what she talks about is how important it is for women now to understand the legacy that they have been given to heal themselves so that they can reclaim their roles of healing and nurturing others. And so it's this important work of healing the wounded feminine that exists in women so that we can move forward and heal the world, become these healed role models. So that's sort of the baseline or the foundational piece that runs through this work. And it's really about bringing the feminine in to balance out sort of that male conquest, competition, driving, striving energy so that we can get to a balance point, which I think we sorely need if you look at what's been going on lately. So I mentioned this notion of truth. Well, these Klan mothers represent sort of all that's beautiful in women, and they're connected to the moon cycles. We've, you know, heard lots and lots about how the moon, you know, is very connected to our menstrual cycles and you know, moon and the ocean and the feminine and all of those things. So what Jamie Sams lays out is that there are these, you know, 13 Klan mothers. Each has a moon associated with it. And I'll run through the list so you can see just all the different ways that she talks about the truth and how to kind of look at it as sort of a gift from one of the Klan mothers. So the first Klan mother's name is Talks with Relations, and I'm going to kind of blow through this pretty quickly. We'll see if we may kind of cover some of these in more depth in future shows. Today, towards the end of the show, I'm going to talk about the 13th Klan mother a little bit. But the first one is Talks with Relations, and that moon birthed the ability of learning the truth and applying it to all relations. The second one is Wisdom Keeper, who brought the gift of honoring the truth. So we've got learning the truth, honoring the truth. The third one is Ways the Truth. So that brought the gift of accepting the truth. So, I mean, there are just really important distinctions here, you know, between and among learning the truth, honoring the truth, accepting the truth. The fourth moon, Looks Far Woman, brought seeing the truth in all realms, both the physical and the spiritual. The fifth one brought hearing the truth in both physical and spiritual realms. The sixth moon brought speaking the truth. That's the storyteller, Klan mother. The seventh one, Loves All Things, brought loving the truth, Bear with me here. A few more. She who heals, the eighth moon, brought the talent of serving the truth. Now, this one's interesting. Serving the truth by being of service to others in all of the healing arts. Now, if you serve the truth, think about how powerful that is. If you serve the truth by being of service to others in your healing work, that's pretty powerful. I was just, tangent for a sec, but I'm enrolled in an online course where you learn how to do certain kinds of readings and tarot readings. And one of the things that was talked about in the class that I was viewing yesterday was about how to be truthful in a reading, like, you know, how to be sensitive but how to be truthful, and how to really get your ego out of the way when you're trying to deliver a message, and how much people really are hungry for the truth. Okay, so serving the truth was eighth. The ninth one is living the truth today to preserve tomorrow for future generations. The tenth is working with the truth, so using creativity to bring the truth into physical manifestation. I really like that one. Walks Tall Woman is the 11th moon, who brought the gift of walking the truth, so that's about leading by example. The 12th is Gives Praise, so that's giving thanks for the truth. We don't always give thanks for the truth, do we now? It can be really hard to hear the truth, and can take a little while before we get into a space of gratitude for what we've learned. And then this 13th, Clan Mother, whose name is Becomes Her Vision, and that is the gift of becoming the truth. That is all about the cycle of transformation, becoming the truth. So all of those lessons before, learning the truth, accepting the truth, speaking the truth, all sort of roll up to this 13th Clan Mother, whose gift is becoming the truth. And if you think about that in your own life, like, what would it mean to become the truth? It feels a little daunting. It feels pretty powerful. It feels naked in some ways. And wow, you know, if I am an embodiment of, you know, becoming the truth, then it really means that I am standing in this place of beingness. Of, you know, being who I am without explanation or apology. I mean, that can be pretty hard. But what I have actually come to realize as I spend so many hours in sort of contemplation of all of these mysteries, I think that real change and real transformation only starts to happen when we completely accept where we are. Where we completely accept where we are in terms of our health and our weight, and we're honest about it. To me, that's the only time that you can then move forward to, you know, to a new place of health or weight or what have you. Same thing, I think, is true in relationship. If you're not in one, for instance, and you want to be in one, which is the case for many folks, I've certainly been in that space too, but I know for me it wasn't until I really became the truth of I am single right now and was very okay with that truth that all of a sudden things shifted so quickly. Same thing with, I think, our job. If we're not liking where we are sort of in our employment, to really sort of just surrender to the fact that that's where you are right now. And hold, be able to hold that, because the more, you know, what we resist persists. And if you're trying to move from that point, yet all you can do is focus on the fact that you're in a situation that is distasteful to you, it can be hard to move forward. So that notion of becoming the truth, the 13th gift from the Becomes Her Vision Clan Mother. So I want to spend some more time talking about the 13th Clan Mother, but I'm going to wait. But what I did want to address is this quote that came out of the book that I think is incredibly powerful. And it's what Jamie Sam says. If she went through this series of healing quests, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, but she said, quote, "It was through these 13 Clan Mothers that the truth of healing was discovered. If you're a healing practitioner especially, you want to kind of perk up for the rest of this. When we heal ourselves, others are healed. When we nurture our dreams, we give birth to the dreams of humankind. When we walk as loving aspects of the Earth Mother, we become the fertile, life-giving mothers of the creative force. When we honor our bodies, our health, and our emotional needs, we make space for our dreams to come into being. When we speak the truth from our healed hearts, we allow life abundant to continue on our mother planet, end quote. Now that, to me, sums up pretty much everything. If you read nothing else from this book, read that quote over and over. Because I think a lot of times we perceive that we're separate from the abundance that's available in the universe, or that we are not part of the divine plan, that we don't have sort of a spark of the universe, the spark of the divine within us, that, you know, we don't recognize that if we pay attention to healing ourselves, that that will have a ripple effect and that that will help others heal as well. Like we somehow think, oh, okay, these things happen to other people, or I'm watching the rest of the world kind of live their life. I'm watching the rest of the world have all these things happen to them. Why aren't they happening to or for me? I don't know if folks are hearing the puppies behind me, but I want to segue into the fact that I am really trying to become my truth. I have four dogs here with me, and I'm trying to see what it's like for me to move in this direction of having a healing sanctuary where I am really trying to help mostly dogs, but other animals too, who have some kind of trauma in their background. So most of the dogs who have been with me over the years have had special needs of one sort or another, whether it was anxiety or some form of aggression, health issues galore. And so being able to observe myself as I'm trying to work with this many dogs has been incredibly instructive for me. So the interesting thing about dogs is that they really sort of are who they are without a lot of apology. And so the amount of presence that I've had to bring to the experience that I'm in right now, I had two dogs before, doubled it pretty quickly towards the end of December, and so it's been sort of a 3.5-4 week experiment here of sort of how to support the individual needs of these dogs and also kind of integrate them so that the ones who were here before feel okay with the new ones coming in. And, you know, it hasn't been without its challenge, even with myself. If I notice that I'm, like, losing my patience or really having to honor how hard it is to do this, how much is required of me, you know, the strain that it sometimes puts on the relationship, the value that I put on being able to alleviate suffering and to love and have compassion for animals that have had really difficult circumstances prior to coming here with me. And so this notion, again, of being open and becoming the truth, really looking at what my truth is. A lot of times we think we know what our truth is, and then, you know, we have a chance to really explore it, and we come to find out that, huh, maybe that wasn't all it was cracked up to be or all I thought it would be. And yet we, you know, spend so much time yearning for that, thinking that, oh, that's the thing that's going to make my life better. And so really the more you go through all of these different aspects of relating to the truth that these clan mothers offer, the better able you are to really become the truth that is your truth and really transform. Now, that doesn't mean that once you get to this point of ultimate transformation that you've arrived, because that really just, you know, you move yourself through the 13 clan mothers' teachings, the 13 moons, and it's really just then an opportunity for completion that gives rise to a new beginning place so that the next cycle of growth can begin. Okay, so one other thing about the dog situation. You know, we've been making all these strides with one of the dogs in particular. She's a German Shepherd. Her name is Britta. I think I talked about her at the end of my show last month. And she hasn't had a lot of human contact. She's a little bit skittish, slow to trust, doesn't do well being left alone for long stretches of time. So, you know, I knew I was taking on a lot. And she's been just making all of these gains, just tremendous gains that I'm so happy about. So, you know, if I see her wagging her tail, I mean, that took days. Coming out of the you know, master bath where her bed is, so she'd have some, you know, quiet space, took days for her to come out of there on her own. So lots and lots of things like that, lots of reason to celebrate. And so yesterday, we were all out in the yard, so four dogs and me, we were playing, and she did a play bow and then started to run around with the other dogs, who are all much smaller than she is. And unfortunately, in that wonderful sort of opening for her to, you know, be relaxed enough to play, she bonked into my little dog, Frankie, in a way that so startled him, I think hurt him too. I've been watching him for signs that he now is in this place of fear that we're working through. Anyway, long story short, it's all part of this process of observing, figuring out, opening, creating space, allowing healing to happen, and allowing me to understand what becoming the truth is all about. So I will let Brad take us to break. When we come back, we will look at more of the 13 clan mothers. Talk to you in a few.
Living your values, looking for companions on the path. With wisdom, humor, and compassion, artist Sarah Jepson-Zitter answers many of the questions we have about living a spiritually grounded life. Check out her stunning graphic novels and designs on cards, mugs, and other cool gifts at gnomestedding.com. That's G-N-O-M-E-Stedding.com. Or call Sarah at 978-897-6239 for more information.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is the 13 original grandmothers, discovering the sacred path of the feminine. So I spent the first segment talking about the ways that the different clan mothers represent different aspects of the truth, learning the truth, speaking the truth, becoming the truth, that sort of thing. And now I think what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about how Jamie Sams, the author of the 13 Original Clan Mothers book, talks about accessing the clan mothers. So if you think about these clan mothers as spirit teachers or sort of archetypes, either way, it's a journey within that allows us to connect with them, with their wisdom, and all that they have to offer. So what she talks about is a common theme on our show, and that is calming the mind and sitting in the stillness. So it's really an inward journey that allows us to, as she calls it, rekindle the flame of the 13 aspects of feminine transformation. So how she did this was by participating in what she called a healing quest during moon time. So moon time is when a woman is on her moon, is menstruating, and goes into the moon lodge for a period of time. And so this healing quest she did monthly, but it's different from a vision quest. It's like a vision quest for women. And as the clan mothers revealed to her, there was really no need to for a woman to have to prove herself because of what women are traditionally capable of and responsible for when you think about sort of childbirth, child rearing, growing a, you know, creating a baby, that sort of thing. And because of that, there was also no need to suffer. When you think of a more sort of warrior-type vision quest, a male vision quest, it's really about immersing yourself in kind of stark and challenging circumstances to strip away distraction and allow a male to sort of access their feminine side so that they can receive a vision. So it's really different. And as someone who has sort of sat out for a vision quest, I kind of like this notion of healing quest during moon time, where you take 3 days and you are completely silent. I can't remember even a day where I have been completely silent. So really cultivating silence for that stretch of time, I think, could be really valuable and could also really yield some interesting information. And so that's one of the ways that we get there, how we sort of enter the sacred path of the feminine through stillness, through silence, and through that journey inward. Joseph Campbell talks about how oftentimes we're looking outside of ourselves for the answer, for how we're supposed to be, as feminine beings, what's acceptable, what isn't acceptable. And when I talk about this, sort of accessing our feminine side, or that this is a journey for women, I also want to put out there that it's also about men being able to open to and cultivate their feminine side. This notion of having to look outside of ourselves and rather than, going within. And Joseph Campbell would, compared that to standing on a whale fishing for minnows. Here we have this vast universe within ourselves, yet we're looking externally for the answers to us. Like, who has the best answer, for who we are, what our truth is? Well, we do. And we just need to kind of create that opening. So I think that's really important for us to consider. How often do any of you, if so, I want to hear from you, let me know, do you have these healing quests? Do you really get still for any period of time? Do you sort of honor your moon time? Do you, participate in a moon lodge? Are you really committed to sort of opening yourself from your creation center, that second chakra area, to allow, to receive, to welcome, to hold, to contain? It's just such a different notion from sort of driving and yearning and seeking the answers, right? It's sort of this much more receptive way that we sort of quiet ourselves so that the truth can sort of emerge from that space, from that container. I think Tosha Silver coined it first, sort of more eggy, less spermy. It's sort of the opening, the receptivity, versus I've got to go and get it and figure it out and nail it down and do all those things, which of course is also that external quest versus the internal search and seeking that Jamie Sams is encouraging, and that the clan mothers are also sort of waiting to have happen so that they can get their information to us. So I would challenge all of us to think about whether we could commit some time to these healing quests. A year, maybe, a year of moon cycles, so 13 times, taking special time for yourself. Maybe call it a moon time retreat or something, where you commit to yourself, open to your receptive side, and really be comfortable being alone. It can be incredibly difficult for many of us at various times in our lives to actually be free of distraction. A lot of times we keep ourselves busy, we keep ourselves staring at our phones or overly scheduled so that we don't have to kind of be with our own thoughts or feel the things that we're kind of trying to keep at bay. Maybe feelings of intense loneliness or shame or grief. or, you know, lack, you know, issues around worthiness. But if we never sort of take the time to open to what's there, then we really can't move towards this transformation that Jamie Sams talks about through the 13 clan mothers. We have to really be able to open so that we can see the truth. We can learn what the truth is and honor it and accept it. See how it shows up across different areas of our lives. Be willing to speak our truth. I think that's sort of a challenge right now, too, in the political climate that we're in. I think people can be pretty reluctant, not everyone, believe me, but many of us are reluctant to kind of have an opinion and to, you know, put it out there forcefully or to sort of go back on our opinions too. I mean, there are folks who are disappointed about the way things turned out when they were once hopeful about the outcome that we have now in the country. So, you know, political views aside, I think that's just really, we're in this time, right? It's like we're marinating in sort of what is and isn't the truth. And so these 13 clan mothers really are offering this incredible wisdom. And it's all sort of under the umbrella of the sacred feminine. To me, that feels incredibly powerful. So can you take a year or every moon cycle, dedicate some time to really sort of being in touch with one aspect of the feminine, one archetype, one way to look at truth? Can you do that? I think I'm going to try to do it. So if you're with me, I do want to hear about that. And so out of that, as we're pushing up against the next break, what she talks about is sort of once you complete all 13 cycles, all 13 moments with our teachings of the clan mothers, you then get to create these new life maps for humanity. And to me, that feels like the power that is in this, that it's not just about the healing that we do for ourselves, but that it also sort of opens the door for us to be able to help with the ways that we're struggling as humans and things of that nature. So I will let you ponder the planetary healing as we go on our next break. I'll talk to you in a few.
Ever feel like you're getting in your own way? Want your life to flow effortlessly? Ready to step into the fullness of who you really are? Spiral Energies can help you transform your life and manifest your highest potential so you can live a deep, rich existence. Contact Janet Kesenick at spiralenergies.com or by calling 617-926-4155. That's spiralenergies.com, 617-926-4155. Begin your transformation today.
Harvard holistic psychiatrist and psychoanalyst Dr. Judy Tsafrir offers empowering astrology and tarot readings that provide insight and guidance regarding love, work, and higher purpose. For more information, call 617-965-3020 or visit bostonastrologer.com or bostontarot.com. Readings are available via phone, Skype, and in person in Newton Center, Massachusetts.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal, to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Mark your calendars now to attend the Theosophical Society's 6th Annual Day of Healing and Insight on Saturday, January 14th, 2012, located at the TS on 21 Maple Street in Arlington, Massachusetts. Work with top intuitive and alternative healing professionals at a very reasonable rate. Each 25-minute session is just $20. Try energy work, intuitive readings, astrology, body work, and more. For more information and to register, visit tsboston.org. That's tsboston.org. All proceeds benefit the Theosophical Society.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra LaValle, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. We are in our final segment of Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. If you're just joining us, our topic tonight is 13 Original Clan Mothers, Discovering the Sacred Path of the Feminine. Now, this is all taken from a book by Jamie Sams, one of my favorite teachers and authors. And in this final segment, what I wanted to talk about was the 13th clan mother, who's called Becomes Her Vision. And if you think about this notion of, you know, discovering the sacred path of the feminine, at least according to Jamie Sams' book, it's all about truth and the various ways to relate to the truth, learning the truth, accepting the truth, speaking the truth, walking the truth, all of those different things. And, you know, each clan mother represents a different aspect, and this 13th clan mother is kind of the culmination in some ways of the other 12. You know, once you've kind of related to the truth in these 12 different ways represented by the 12 first 12 clan mothers, then you get to this Becomes Her Vision, which is about becoming the truth. And so Becomes Her Vision, this clan mother, is really the guardian of transformation and transmutation. Because if you think about it, if you have really done all the work you need to do so that you have sort of become the truth, like, wow, that to me speaks to a major transformation having taken place. And it's interesting, too, because Becomes Her Vision, the clan mother, is also the guardian of personal history, becoming, and myth. And I think a lot of times what our personal history is and how we interpret it, like the stories we tell about sort of who we are and what's happened to us, that sort of thing, their perceptions and their sort of interpretations, but they're not the truth. So really kind of figuring out that relationship between personal history and becoming the truth, or really sort of unpacking who you are, I think, is an important thing to be contemplating. So what the 13th clan mother teaches us is a number of things. How to Become Our Vision and Own Our Wholeness. Owning our wholeness. What does it mean to be whole? You know, would you know it if you saw it? A lot of times we think we just need certain things. We need to acquire certain things. We need to have certain people in our lives. We need to do certain things in order to be whole. And really, what is true is that we need to heal ourselves to be whole. We have to fill the holes in ways that are not through other people and things like that. So really owning our wholeness, releasing the old self, just was talking about that, those stories we tell ourselves, and stepping into the realized dream. Like, you can have the dream that you want. A lot of times people think, oh, nothing good ever happens to me, or I can't do that, or that's too big for me. Why? Why are you telling yourself a story? It's really important to think about that. Like, what is it about you? Where are you feeling unworthy or not whole so that you don't feel like you can pursue a dream that perhaps the universe is waiting for you and needs you to kind of step into so that you can help heal the planet? The 13th Clan Mother also teaches us about honoring the process that brought us through the changes and transformation. You know, I was thinking about this one in particular, and I have this way that I am that I kind of wanted to share, which I'm not exactly sure sort of if it's good or bad, not to judge it at all, but here I am judging it. When something happens that maybe, you know, 20 years ago I might have gotten really upset about, like major adrenaline rush, you know, the whole stress response, like something breaks, or, you know, I'm in an accident, or there's a breakup of a relationship, or an argument, or I don't know what. I used to get this incredible feeling of upset inside. And honestly, that rarely happens now. And I used to think it was because I learned from being in a number of abusive relationships back in college and shortly thereafter. I learned to kind of separate my response to something that was happening from the thing that was happening. I don't know if that makes sense, but I would create this space of delayed reaction. And in some ways, there's, you know, a gift in that. But I also wonder if that's not a good thing, if there should be more of sort of a response in the moment. So there's that little piece of me. I'm trying to understand the truth of it. And then there's the other piece of me that thinks, okay, maybe some transformation or evolving has happened for me where I can jump pretty quickly to, no sense crying over spilt milk. You know, something breaks, a relationship ends. Yes, we grieve it, but the acceptance of what is so, right? Accepting the truth. That's one of the teachings of the grandmothers, or the clan mothers, excuse me. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I've shifted enough that I can get there faster. So I don't know. It's just something that I contemplate, and I wonder sort of where you are in that discussion, you know, in your own life. Do you get super, you know, upset right away when something bad happens? Is there a space that you've created? Do you move to acceptance pretty quickly? What is it like for you? Okay, so this Becomes Her Vision Clan Mother teaches us all of those things. You know, she is that guardian of transformation, and she does it through what she has learned from all of the other clan mothers, the other 12, about learning the truth, honoring the truth, accepting the truth, seeing the truth, hearing the truth, speaking the truth, loving the truth, serving the truth, living the truth, working with the truth, walking the truth, and giving thanks for the truth. All of those things, all of the lessons sort of embedded in sort of moving through the teachings is what enables, becomes her vision to become the truth. And I think that is incredibly, incredibly powerful to contemplate, especially in this time of not knowing what is true and what isn't true. You can't just, like, think you're hearing the news or reading the news and just assume that what you're getting is true. It's oftentimes just someone's version of the truth. So I think it behooves us to embrace and really internalize what the clan mothers are trying to teach and figure out the ways that you can discover what's true for you. It reminds me of the arrow card in the Sacred Path card deck that talks about truth as protection, that if you are in a space of knowing your truth, what is true for me in this moment, being able to answer that question and then operating from that truth, then you will be protected. I have always found that to be the case when I can really stay in my own truth and operate from it. I have been protected. Becomes her vision and the gift of becoming the truth also reminds me a little bit of when you become a pipe carrier, a Chinupa carrier, one of the things that you strive to be. So the Chinupa, being a Chinupa carrier, means that you have taken an oath to perform ceremony on the new moon to pray for the people. And one of the things, that, you know, as you're preparing to become a Chinupa carrier, is that you have to really look at yourself, right? Look at the truth of who you are, and be willing to clear ways that maybe ways you need to kind of improve. Like, you're not supposed to hold anger. You're not supposed to have bitterness and resentment and, you know, some of these other sort of more maybe we would characterize as negative traits. Because if you do have them, what ends up happening is that when you become a Chinupa carrier, you know, when you're carrying the pipe, all of those things magnify. Everything magnifies. So what you want to really be is sort of in a space of at least neutrality, but hopefully love and compassion. And, you know, you are a pipe carrier, but then you want to sort of become the pipe. And it's an interesting journey, I guess is the best way to say it, that when you're really trying to be sort of a hollow bone, be a conduit for spirit to work through you. And everyone has this ability, this opportunity, this call or responsibility even to get into co-creative partnership with spirit. One way is through the pipe, through the Chinupa, which is, you know, the key tool for manifestation. In any event, just really interesting when you think about becoming the truth. Same thing, you need to bring your truth, bring a sincerity, the pipe sees you for exactly who you are. So you really need to understand and be aware and live from that awareness. So that is what I have for your consideration tonight. I really thank you for listening. I do have an ask that I wanted to put out there. I would love to hear from folks, if you know anyone who is looking at the connection between trauma and somatic experiencing for animals. I really would like to look at how to release trauma from a cellular level, from cellular memory in animals. So putting that out there, please be in touch with me at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com if you have any information. Thanks for listening. Our next show is on February 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where our topic is to be announced. We're just having to see how the show evolves right now, so bear with me. I look forward to hearing from folks about tonight's show. Remember, the show will air Monday and Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. at dreamvision7radio.com. Until next time, I wish you moments of grace descending. Thanks, Brad. Everybody, take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get